Short Stories Podcast. Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally, you'll hear one of my stories on this feed, but it's Sunday and time for the weekly challenge. That's where I post a topic and then you send in a story based on that topic. I gather them all up in this editing program, ramble a bit in between, and post the resulting catastrophe for your enjoyment and pleasure. This is weekly challenge number 196, and the topic is I Saw It Move. The music you're hearing in the background is by Guy David, and you can find more by him at guydavid.com. We've got a fun batch of stories this week, and let's go ahead and hear them. First up is Stephen the Nuclear Man. Congratulations, Stephen, for winning last week's poll, and here is your story.
I killed Pa. For a moment, I expected the boy to present a barefoot dressed in Highland tartan. Instead, he held out a bloodied shovel. I killed my Pa with this and shovel. Cool, filtered air blew into my isolation suit. I patted the boy's matted hair with a gloved hand. Where's your mother, son? Do you have any brothers or sisters? The boy pointed to the locked root cellar. Both heard undead moans. Pa bit Ma and Sissy, the boy said. I drew my pistol. The boy stalked me with a hand, raised a shovel, and went in.
Thank you, Stephen. Now, if you had a hard time understanding that, get the cotton out of your ears. But if you still have a hard time understanding that story, well, the text for each story is available in the show notes, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's also a poll on that site where you can choose your favorites. That determines who picks the topic for next week. Oh, and there's links to people's sites so you can learn more about them. Maybe see what other podcasts they post stories to. Track them down, collect them all, and when they become famous, put them in your log cabin, break their ankles, and keep them forever. Okay, that's just weird. Speaking of weird, Zachman has two stories for us this week. One from good Zachman, and one from evil Zachman.
Hey man, would you ever wear a kilt? I probably wouldn't, since it looks too much like a skirt. But it might be useful in the summer when it's over 100 degrees Fahrenheit. I thought I saw a picture of you on Facebook wearing a kilt in that festival, and you looked fabulous. No, that wasn't me. That was the Kilted for Her Pleasure album singer guy. Is it true that what they say about what Scotsmen don't wear beneath their kilt? Not here. Why? Because the one rule here is, remember, as always, keep wearing boxer briefs.
Remember, as always, keep wearing boxer briefs. I might actually switch my tagline to that. What do you think? Put in the comments and we'll see what happens next week. Oh, another story. Okay, so is this evil or good Zachman? Or are they just both evil? They're probably both good.
This is Zachman. Did you see that cat playing piano on YouTube? I think I want to learn to play a musical instrument, but we don't have a piano. We only have an auto harp. But have you ever heard of a cat playing an auto harp? I hear of guitars or drums, but never an auto harp. I will be famous like Mark Gunn. I could have my songs played on his Songs for Cat Lovers podcast. I will be the best auto harp player ever, but I will not wear a kilt like Mark. What? Yes, I will play naked. Cats can do that.
Ah, yes, the auto harp. Ah, kindergartens and nursery schools across the world. Ah, you would have never had music unless the auto harp was out there. Just an abomination of technology and music, I think. I don't know, maybe you think that it's one of those things that ought to be in the orchestra pit, but the auto harp scares me. It just scares me. I was worried that someone was going to smack me in the face with it. And if I keep up this attitude, maybe someone will. Probably not TJ, because there are only two auto harps in all of North Dakota, and TJ owns neither. In fact, I think it's a law in North Dakota that he be geometrically placed at the midpoint between those two auto harps at all times. God help us, when there is convergence and all three are in the same place, we will rue the day. Oh, by the way, here's TJ.
Hi, I'm TJ. I am from North Dakota, and it's not too surprising that Zachman left. It's been suggested that there are more people from North Dakota than are in North Dakota, so quite a few people followed him out, and this is the height of fashion. It's not easy being the new kid. You want nothing more to blend in, and despite your family's stated objection to school uniforms, you manage. However, as Adam McFerrin discovered on his first day at St. Mary's Academy, the family tartan blended in quite well. Too well. Indeed, his entire class was awash in green check. On the other boys, however, it was limited to vests, white shirts, and black pants. His kilt matched all the girls' skirts perfectly. However, from the reflections in everyone's patent leather shoes, he was the only one with no underwear. Stupid wind.
Okay, folks, what is it with kilts and no underwear? I'm seeing a pattern here. Everybody. It's combining, it's like peanut butter and jelly. Kilts and no underwear. Or, okay, maybe they're the opposite of peanut butter and jelly, because kilts without underwear. I don't know, there was this one guy who did Ultimate Frisbee. He always wore a kilt because, you know, it let him run easier than bike shorts. And he always wore underwear because, my God, the way he'd catch and slide and run. And it was a short kilt, too. It was one of, you know, utility kilt. Thank you, TJ. And remember, North Dakota is not trying to colonize the rest of the country by sending everyone out with its ideology and little purple books of the Tao of North Dakota. I don't know. It's just South Canada, anyway. All right. Next up is Justin the Space Turtle. And, oh, no. All right. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Meow, Space Turtle. Justin Lowmaster here, and I've lost my voice. So I'm impersonating Linda, as Linda sounds when she lost her voice. I did get my story written and recorded. The recording was done by Mick Bourdais, and I think he did a really good job. So, with no further ado, this is Scottish Idol.
Kilts on the ground, kilts on the ground, looking like a numpty with your kilts on the ground, with a dram in your gub, tam a shanter turned sideways, kilts hit the ground, call yourself the big yin, looking like you need it, walking when the healing's with your kilts on the ground, get it up. Yeah, get your kilts off the ground, looking like a numpty, blethering a wall with your kilts on the ground, get it up. Yeah, get your kilts off the ground, looking like a numpty with your kilts on the ground, numpty with your kilts on the ground.
It's just wrong. Oh, Thank you, guys. I needed that. Whew. Folks, that's going to be the big new hit of Scotland, I think. Thank you, Justin, and thank you, Mick. I don't know what to say. Okay, I'm getting, here's Mick's story, and I'll try to catch my breath.
This is Mick Bourdais from the Summer of Scotland podcast with my 100-word story about kilt. They'd been running for days without rest when they encountered the pit where the track forked. McKinnon unfastened his belt, shrugged the heavy plaid from his shoulder, dropping the whole kilt to the ground. Stark naked, but for his shoes, he picked up the large square of cloth and shook it out, laying it across the hole and securing it in place with heavy stones at the edge and dirt to camouflage the surface. Minutes later, standing looking down at the body of their pursuer, neck broken at the bottom of the pit, McKinnon declared, "Aye, I killed him."
Oh, man. There's a lot of killing going on here. It's a bloodthirsty podcast once again. You know, if Tom were still around, he'd probably start counting body counts. I kind of miss him. I see him pop up on Skype, but I'm not the kind of person to just out of the blue say, "Hey, what's going on?" Because then people will think, "Oh, you're trying to get people back into the podcast. Maybe there was some sort of drama there. Maybe I said something that put him over the edge, or said something that put me over the edge, and I've forgotten. I hit my head and forgot." I don't know. It's just hard to figure out people these days. Speaking of people that are hard to figure out, it's time for Katharina. She has something that's extra special, just for you. So everyone else stop listening so that you can listen.
Hello, this is Kay from the Luscious Leftovers podcast with my story for the prompt, Kilt. Her hands were around his back, feeling his strong body through the black shirt. When she moved down to his waist, she could feel the leather belt that kept his kilt together. Smiling, she stopped kissing him and slowly went to her knees. With her hands running down his sides, feeling the soft fabric of the kilt between her fingers, she soon looked Sporran right in the eyes. Proving that he was the true Scotsman that he claimed to be, she was pleasantly surprised to find so much as nothing under his kilt. She smiled even wider, lifted the kilt, and...
What? What happened? Oh, her phone rang! Okay. I like that ending. Phone rang, picks up the phone. "Hi, Mom, how's it going? Oh, no, nothing's going on. Oh, no, am I still seeing that guy? Oh, well, yeah." Thank you, Katharina. Always bringing an element of danger and... I don't know, what? Smuttiness? We need more smutty. I think just 1 week should be just taking the explicit tag to the limits and just out and out smut. But not next week. We've already got a topic for next week. Everybody's going to send in smut anyway. Well, I asked for it. Here's Jay Radimus. I don't think this one's smutting at all. Smutting. Smutty? This is what happens when I refuse to edit.
Good morning. This is Jay Radimus for this week's weekly challenge, number 196, for the topic of kilt. My story is entitled Show and Tell, but my apologies because, well, it's not really the original, but here it goes. "Does anyone have anything for sharing time?" Miss Carson asked, hoping foul-mouthed Marcus didn't. She sighed as his hand rose. "Marcus, would you like to share something?" "You bet your ass. It's yes, ma'am, Marcus." "Yes, ma'am. Yesterday, Pa was shoveling horse shit." "Manure, Marcus!" "Sorry, ma'am. Manure. Anyway, the horse didn't like him standing behind her ass." "Her hind quarters, Marcus." "Yes, ma'am. Hind quarters. So she kicked him in the ball." "Groin, Marcus." "Sorry, ma'am. Groin. He fell back and landed on an overturned milk stool. The leg went right up his ass. Rectum, Marcus! Rectum! Rectum? It darn near killed him. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
And that, folks, is the story that you'd hear 10 times if the topic were rectum. Please don't suggest it. Please do not suggest it. No matter how much I try. Thank you. This has been a bounty of fun this week. Jay Radimus. Torben Asp was doing his usual concert at 9 this morning. I skipped it. I didn't get this started until about 9, so it was like, whatever. Anima? Anima's got one? Yay! She's doing all sorts of moving stuff and whatever, and she's horribly busy. And remember, it's all about the kings. I only got like 3 kings or something out of the 500 that were in that photo. One of them was Don King, but all it was his hair. Oh, here's Anima.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 196. This is Modern Scots. Islanders have tried to integrate contemporary culture with the colorful Scottish traditions. For instance, shepherds spend months out on the moors, but stay connected with Om and Arth with the blackberries. Morning porridge has been superseded by scientifically balanced protein and carbohydrate energy bars. The most egregious trespass, however, is the replacement of village wedding gatherings with wacky 20th century rites. Young women collect the week prior to the blessed event to play chubby bunny and design dreadful kilts out of toilet paper. The lassies don't even tot whiskey anymore, but rather swill California Chardonnay. Have they no pride?
Ha 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 ha! I love the word wacky. Time for Guess the Beverage. You know what it already is. It's iced tea, but I'm going to drink it anyway and ask you what's the beverage. I could have done that while I was listening to the story. Instead, I had to wait. Never mind. Finally, we have Planet Z. He's no Anima Zabaleta, and thank her for that. No, Planet Z is something far more sinister and cruel. He's everybody's dark half. He's everybody's shadow. He's everybody's nightmare. So look out into the stars. You won't see it, but somewhere behind the inky darkness is Planet Z.
You never ask a Scotsman what he keeps under his kit, but I am a gentleman, so I tell you. I keep a pair of penguins under there. Rescued the little buggers when I was a scientist working at the South Pole. I tried to get the zoo to take them, but the zoo's got all the penguins they need. They was gonna feed them to the sea lions. Not with my penguins, you do, laddie. So, since then, I've been keeping them under my kilt to protect them. I also wear thick underpants, because those little buggers' beaks be sharp.
And that's it for Weekly Challenge number 196, Kilt. Thank you to everyone who sent in their stories this week, especially those who sent in two. Maybe one week we'll do Everybody Send In Two Stories. Now, it's hard enough for some people to write one. I know I can't. I've never written a story for this. That's why I rely on Planet Z. I'm outsourcing. Well, he's cheaper than India. If you're interested in, the links to everybody's site, blah, blah, blah. Hey, that kind of stuff can be found in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with a poll to vote for your favorites. That's right, favorites. You can click the clicky boxes and do all sorts of stuff. And then you can reformat your hard drive and reset your router and reinstall Windows. And then 2 weeks later, you can vote again. I'd never do that. No, I just reinstalled Vista because I need to. It was reliable. Now the laptop's having a few heat issues when the graphics engine is overloaded. Oh, by the way, the music that you're hearing in the background is by Guy David. Thank you to Guy and, well, every one of you for listening and linking and pimping this on Twitter. I'm thinking about making a separate Twitter account for this, just like I've done with Tunes and SL, because some of you don't like the other stuff I write there. That's perfectly fine. I don't like some of it either. But the voices compel me. See y'all next week, when the topic will be Whatever You Choose. Good night, God bless, drive safely, and, as always, keep it brief. Closing.